This is a series about scandals and controversies that have impacted our trust in science.
With masks, the problem was that we didn't really know if masks stopped the transmission of this virus, especially in the early days. We didn't really know what kinds of masks worked best because the research was just hadn't been done. And so when you've got the situation where there's an active need to know something and people are, around the world are waiting to know what the science says, in inverted commas, but when the science doesn't know itself, well, what do you do in that case?
Then combine that with, you know, a president like Trump, who is just, I'm not wearing that. Americans viewed it as sort of like an impersonal imposition. And instead of saying, like, look, there are all kinds of things we do for public good that also help protect us. We chlorinate drinking water, we treat it, and we have speed limit signs, and we require driver's licenses. There are all kinds of these public goods. Americans are really bad at talking about public goods, and it seems like there's always a subset of any given society that's very suspicious of public goods.
Further pushing the agenda, and the agenda is the deep state, which wants to control all of us and have us living in fear and thinking that you're contaminated. It is a false narrative, and when you wear a mask, you are further pushing the agenda that is condemning all of us and keeps us living in a state of terror.